Podcast number 3 on contentment. Are you a contented person? And what are your measuring factors for that conclusion? Well, the Bible strongly suggests that the world's measurement of contentment is directly related to money and possessions. It's the topic that Jesus talks of more than any others because it is such a problem. We desire and desire and desire, and we never have our fill. But covetousness, that desiring, is the opposite of faith. Faith is being satisfied in God and keeping everything else in proper perspective. Faith is understanding that when we start to crave other things to satisfy the longing of our hearts, we're only trying to fill what only God can truly fill. Here are the two main verses that show the enormous gulf between contentment and the love of money. 1 Timothy 6:6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. And a shorter one, Hebrews 13:5, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Here's what we learn from these verses. Whatever we gain in this world, we leave it all at death. Having the basic necessities is enough. The love of money is real and is deadly. The love of money can very easily lead you away from faith. But God will never leave us or forsake us. Godliness with contentment is great gain, Paul says. It removes worry, anxiety, the feeling that you're missing out, a restless heart that is never satisfied. It removes that deep, meaningless feeling that is hidden in every heart that does not know God. Most people do not allow themselves to go to that place because it's too painful. Too painful to realize it is all meaningless. The writer of Ecclesiastes went there. Ecclesiastes 4:8. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For who am I toiling, he asked, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. But if you are in Christ, you understand that you, in the words of Ephesians 1, have every spiritual blessing in Christ, that you have been adopted by God, that you have been redeemed from death, and that you have been chosen and guaranteed your inheritance. Contentment in Christ. Only in Him do we find that peace that passes all understanding that Paul tells us of.